Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, of course, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls because we have with us in studio a very, very special guest. Her name is Joan Paris. And Joan is going to be with us here in just a moment. I'll get this thing lined up. Don't worry, Joan, you can't hear a thing. So we'll be with you in just a moment here as we begin, of course, to we'll just play a little music here. Well, Joan, how are you doing today?
Good.
All right, fine. Well, Joan Paris is an amazing, amazing woman. She's a mother of four children, and two of them are homeschooling. She's an insurance executive. She travels throughout the world, of course, trying to obtain information. She's been to many of the major meetings, the State of the World Forum meeting, the Millennium meeting, the meeting in Europe on famine and hunger, but don't worry about it. We'll get those fixed during our break. But right now, of course, she's going to be talking about the Patriot Bill. Would you like to, of course, pick up the story there, Joe?
Well, sure, Dr. Stan. I was concerned, and, you know, I was glad we talked the other day. I was really concerned. I was driving over the hill the other day and listening to some prime time because I'm not always in range of Radio Liberty, and that's very unfortunate. But I was listening to a woman with a very conservative organization say, well, I really am not concerned about the Patriot Act, and I don't see that there are any abuses or how there could be any abuses. And I was just shocked and upset to hear this woman say that.
Had she read the Patriot Act? Does she understand? I mean, that it has already been used on people who are not even involved with terrorism?
Well, and that's what you have to ask yourself, because how many people sit down and read the 143 pages? It's not, you know, an easy read, and of course it's connected to so many other pieces of legislation that are on the books. So you just have to say this person just is really ignorant as to the context of the bill. And, of course, then we have Ashcroft, who's just completed this tour across the United States, accusing anybody who would dare to criticize the Patriot Act of hysterics. And, you know, all of these things just really miss the point, because, like Sensenbrenner observed of the Patriot Act, he said that it's to secure our liberties, not to undermine them. And when you understand what is in the Patriot Act, it most certainly, most definitely undermines the most basic fiber of any guarantees we have of civil liberties in this nation. So,
and really, of course, it attacks the Bill of Rights, the right to search. They can come into your home and search it. They have to get a warrant to do it, but you aren't allowed to know. So any time, of course, you can't find anything in your house, you always would have that feeling, have they been here? And, of course, there is not one word in the Patriot Act that says you have to be an Islamic terrorist, and they've simply redefined terrorism.
Exactly. And that's accurate, Dr. Stan, because there are many.
Joan, we have to take a break here. No, go right ahead. But when you hear that music, you have to sort of cut back. So go ahead. Our guest this afternoon is Joan Paris, and we're going to be talking about the Patriot Act. And she says that, of course, there are some of our misguided patriots and leaders who say, well, I don't see anything wrong with the Patriot Act. but how many of them have really read the 140 pages of the Patriot Act? I mean, there's many people say, well, my government would never act against me. After all, don't we have to do something about the Islamic terrorists? And we really do have to do something about the Islamic terrorists. But of course, have you noticed that there's not been one single terrorist attack on the United States, I hear, in the last 2 years, in almost 2 years? So, I mean, if this is such a great threat against America, why haven't there been any terrorist attacks when our borders are open? They have blocked arming of the airline pilots. I talked to Larry Pratt just this morning with the Gun Owners of America. He said they've only allowed about 200 pilots now in 2 years to get permission to carry weapons. Gee, wouldn't you think if there was a threat of terrorists hijacking our planes, the pilots ought to be armed? And, of course, they are certainly only recently have put an additional 5,000 marshals onto the planes. If they're really worried about terrorism, why didn't they put those marshals onto the plane a lot earlier? Are they really worried about terrorism, or are they increasing government control over our lives in the name of fighting terrorism and, of course, passing legislation which really is not necessary?
Well, and yeah, unfortunately, because we can say that there have been no terrorist acts in the last 2 years, but of course we know that the information about the attacks that came on September 11th and other attacks prior to that have involvement of our government. And we know that the laptop of the terrorist who plotted the September 11th attack on the Twin Towers was in the possession of the United States government. It was picked up in the Philippines by the police and given to our government. So we knew in detail what was coming.
Well, I think anybody who really wants to understand what happened on September 11th, 2001, needs to read Eleanor Hill's testimony. We do carry that. She was the director of the special investigation, and she will tell you that most of what you were told, as an American, we had no idea who these people were. My goodness, they had no contact with anybody. We had no idea they were going to hijack our planes or attack the World Trade Center. It wasn't true. Read her testimony, totally censored by the American media, and of course what they will tell you is the fact that they knew that they were planning, and certainly the World Trade Center was one of the targets. We're going to be back here in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, Dr. Stan, we're back here now, and our special guest this afternoon is Joan Parris, and we're talking about the Patriot Act. And, of course, we were talking about what really happened on September 11th and saying, if you really want to know what happened, you're not going to get it by reading the newspapers. You're not going to get it by watching television. What you need to do is, of course, read Eleanor Hill's testimony. She was the director of the commission, the Joint Select Committee, and on the 18th of September last year, she actually testified before that committee. Now, her testimony was totally censored by the media. You can get it on the internet, or you can get it from Radio Liberty if you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, and I think it's $5 for the for her testimony. But get it for nothing on the internet, but you must read it. And she says, they tell you that the terrorists melded into our society. They didn't contact any of the known terrorists here. She says, it isn't true. They were in contact with all the terrorists that the government was watching. We were watching the terrorists here? Yes, we were watching the terrorists here. We knew who the terrorists were. We were watching them. And, of course, the hijackers were in contact with them. Well, we had no idea they were going to use airplanes. And she said, of course they knew they were going to use airplanes. They talked about it repeatedly. But the World Trade Center, nobody would have thought of that. And she points out, of course, not only Operation Bajeka, which Joan was just referring to, but there was even terrorists were talking about using a regular civilian plane loaded with explosives and crashing it into the World Trade Center. This was mentioned many times, and they knew this. They just don't want the American people to know that they knew it, because how did you justify that there were no planes in the air that morning? The missile batteries on the Pentagon weren't activated that morning. And, of course, none of our officials who knew the attack was coming did anything at all after the first plane crashed into the World Trade Center. After the second plane crashed into the World Trade Center, it was only after the third plane crashed into the Pentagon, and of course something strange happened to the plane in Pennsylvania, because of course you remember there was a passport that survived that horrible flaming crash. Nothing else survived except the passport of one of the hijackers, and it was on the FBI website for some time, and we have copies of that. They've taken it down now because they figured maybe somebody might be smart enough to realize that maybe the hijackers really didn't roll down the window on the plane and throw it out before the crash. Something, of course, is very, very strange. We're not getting the truth. It's time the American people understood they're lying to us. So go ahead, Joan.
Well, so then what I conclude and what you've concluded is the big question is, why is a police state being put into place?
And that's really what the Office of Homeland Security is all about. And the Patriot Act simply gives them the ability to hold people without a habeas corpus if they're charged as being terrorists, and of course, to search people's homes if they're suspected of terrorism. But they've changed the definition of terrorism, and they never once mentioned Islamic terrorism in this. And of course, anybody could be a terrorist if you were an abortion demonstrator. Maybe you object to policies of the government. Maybe you object to the war. You are a potential terrorist, ladies and gentlemen, and you better understand what this definition of terrorism is, because they completely changed the definition of terrorism. And of course, they needed something to bring this in and get it enacted. And they rammed it through Congress. In fact, many people in Congress are trying, of course, to repeal that when they suddenly realize what they voted for is doing away with the Fourth and Fifth Amendments.
And of course, in my perspective, which is one that, you know, I did a search to look for abuses of the Patriot Act, and none of the articles that I could come across are citing, you know, specific abuses. And I find that the journalists that are addressing the issue are not taking in this whole global perspective, which is, of course, the dimension that I have come from or that I have approached this from in the number of years that I've done the research. And when I pull out the Brahimi report, which is March 2000, prepared for the 2000 Millennium Summit, the largest gathering of heads of state ever in the world, and lays out the foundation for global military, global army, you find all of the nations of the world being directed to institute a single point of contact for all of the security functions of the state. And, of course, this was, again, the year was 2000, but we didn't see this put into place until after September 11th, 2001, a year later. But the United Nations had already set up the framework, and then it was ready to put in place after the Terrorist Act happened. I also find that it's interesting that when I was at the Millennium Summit in 2000, Kofi Annan provided a brochure to everyone there talking about globalization and governance and explaining how we were going to be acting across new frontiers in the world to come that would not necessarily involve the state. And one of the new dangers that they set up for us was terrorism. Terrorism. So we've already been set up for the terrorism, and the solutions have already been made. So terrorism is simply the mechanism that can be used to trigger any of these abominable legal statutes that have been put into place when these New World Order people decide that it's time to bring down the police state. Their documents called, and again, the Brahimi Report, they call for the militarization of our police. In fact, when you go to the Patriot Act, you find that there's a use of our military facilities in training of our police. And so all of these United Nations concepts are brought together. Terrorism is simply the trigger that is used at will whenever these people want to fire on us and bring us down.
Well, let me just point out for anybody. Let me just point out that there is, of course, a report. It's called the Paul Bremer Report. Have you seen that? Paul Bremer's Committee on Terrorism, Report of the Committee on Terrorism. You can get that on the web. And Paul Bremer, of course, is the man who's in charge over in Iraq today. And he's simply said, you know, we are going to crush the resistance here. And, okay, so we will kill them if we have to. We will bring them under our control. Talking about the Iraqi civilians, and, of course, the resistance is there. But if you read the Bremer report, and it's up on the web, the report of the Committee on Terrorism came out about 2000, and of course they talk about when we, of course, have the terrorist attacks in America. Now, this is before 9/11. They're already planning on the terrorist attacks, and then, of course, they say we will have it simply bring in the military, and they will run the country. So what people do not understand is this was all planned long before the so-called surprise attack on September 11th.
And that's the part that I think the media either willfully or ignorantly is missing. And your audience, Dr. Stan, is not the run-of-the-mill American. They're educated, they're informed. So then, you know, I would say, well, how do we inform, you know, the average American to understand these concepts? And part of what's creating, I think, the difficulty for some people, although I was at the bookstore today and stopped someplace. I picked up a new book by Nat Hentoff called The War on the Bill of Rights. And people commented on the book. They said, oh, my goodness, great topic.
No, this is, of course, covering the Patriot Act.
Yes, right. And the destruction, of course, of our Bill of Rights. So, you know, there is interest, although we live here in Santa Cruz where people are not the norm either. But what's happening with the media coverage of the Patriot Act is they'll pick out one or two items that probably don't resonate with the average Joe. For example, 215, looking at your library books or the books that you're purchasing.
Well, of course, you know, that's really it's almost like they set up a straw man. Of course, everybody's saying, well, we don't want the government watching our what we read at the library. We don't think that, why would they be wanting to know what we're reading at the library or what books we're buying? And so they've included that in there. And then, of course, Ashcroft says, well, there's no reason to be critical of this because the FBI has never used this provision. Well, if they've never used the provision, why do they put it in the bill? That is the question. If they weren't planning on using it, why is it there? They can say, well, we've never used it. Well, we've never used it yet. But what they're really doing is getting dossiers on every American. It's being done through something called DARPA. In the Pentagon, this was Admiral Poindexter's organization. It was a total information awareness program where they were going to surf all of the databases and create databases not simply on the terrorists, but on every American citizen. Well, of course, people put up quite a furor, so they changed the name to Terrorist Information Awareness, but they're doing exactly the same thing on law-abiding citizens. That is the frightening thing. And you're not going to hear about this from ABC, CBS, and NBC, because they're controlled by people who say there's nothing to worry about. Don't worry about the Patriot Act. Don't worry about the fact that now, of course, all power has been taken to Washington, D.C., with the Office of Homeland Security and through the Pentagon in the name of fighting terrorism. Because look what a great job we're doing fighting terrorism, and they have done a fine job. And the point I like to make is, why is it that here in the United States, even though the terrorists are active over in Indonesia, and they're active in Saudi Arabia, and they're active in India and Pakistan, why, of course, have there been no terrorist attacks in the United States? Well, for the same reason that within 2 hours of the terrorist attack that we had no idea was coming, within 2 hours of the attack, the FBI was at the restaurants where the terrorists ate, at the neighborhoods where they lived, at the training schools where they learned to fly the planes. How do they do that in 2 hours? Where can you verify that? My October newsletter last year, Kristen Breitweiser's testimony before the Senate Select Committee, or the House Select Committee, totally blacked out by the controlled media. But you can read it there. And then, of course, you remember within the next 2 days, they arrested about 1,200 Muslims out of the 6 million in this country. Why did they pick out those 1,200 Muslims? Well, they were here illegally. Well, they had 100,000 Muslims here illegally, probably. Why just those? Because they were the terrorists. And they're still holding many of them. Few of them they've let loose. We won't release their names because we don't want Osama bin Laden to find out who we are holding. The truth of the matter is, of course, they arrested all of the terrorist cells in this country. They knew who they were, but they can't tell the American people because, of course, the question would be, if you knew who they were, why didn't you arrest them beforehand? And, of course, if you knew who the terrorists were, why didn't you stop the attack? And why weren't there any planes in that air that morning? Why weren't the missile batteries on the Pentagon activated that morning? We'll be right back here at Radio Liberty.
This is Radio Health journalist Bill Sardi. Hey, a lot of smart supplement users like to check out the facts before they purchase an herbal product. So go to www.lifespannnutrition.com and read all about Alamax, the new odorless, 100% pure allicin garlic extract imported from Great Britain. You'll find Alamax is equivalent to 15 cloves of fresh crushed garlic. Check it out at www.lifespannnutrition.com or call 866-405-4000 to learn more about this breakthrough in garlic technology called Alamax. Call 1-866-405-4000 today.
All right, well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. This is Dr. Stan of Radio Liberty, and this is the moment I want to tell you about some of the other items that we have, and certainly one of them would be the Big Berkey water filter, or Berkey Light water filters. They are both, of course, used for getting metals and bacteria and certainly chlorine, other things out of the water. And it'll take most of the chlorine and most of the heavy metals and most of the pesticides and other things out. They're both excellent water filters. The Big Berkey's run around for 150 years. It's made out of stainless steel. They cost $239, and they're pretty classic, but the thing is that they're available in every state but California and Iowa. The Berkey Light, on the other hand, is transparent, so you can actually see the water levels, which is certain advantages. It has a different type of filter. They call them Black Berkey, and they really work much more efficiently, but they have to be replaced in every 2 to 4 years. So if you would like to get the Berkey Light, it's $199. The Big Berkey's $239. They're both $199.95 or $239.95. And if you buy them through us, well, you'll get a 4-tape set and or a video that we produce. So if you'd like to learn more about the Berkey water filters, go to our website at radioliberty.com. You can actually see them there, and you can there's a blurb on how they work. And then hopefully you'll want to have a water filter. We have one. It's a good thing to have on hand in case of emergencies. And, of course, the water comes out tasting very, very well. And you know it's been as pure as you're going to be able to get it while still leaving the minerals in. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and seriously consider buying a Big Berkey water filter. And then, of course, we want to mention that we also carry Phenopoly, which is a board game to teach you or your children how to read or spell or pronounce words phonetically. And, of course, you can certainly get one of these by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And, of course, Phenopoly is a board game, and when you most of these board games cost $300, $400, $500. This one only costs $139.95. It's 5 board games. It's 2 bonus games. And, of course, learn how to read phonetically, how to pronounce words phonetically, how to spell phonetically. It's a tremendous program. We strongly recommend it to you. Call Phenopoly. Give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And you can get that right now by simply calling that number. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course our guest is Joan Paris. We have Fred calling from Salinas. He's been waiting on the line patiently. Hi, Fred. Did you have a question or comment?
Yes, I had a question, Dr. Stan.
Oh, good. Go right ahead.
Did you get a chance to look at the news story that I sent you in the mail?
Yes, I did.
And it had a listing of some of the cases that they're using the Patriot Act for normal run-of-the-mill
legislation. And what Fred is talking about, he sent me an article out of the local newspaper over there in Salinas that points out that, of course, the Patriot Act, which is supposedly for terrorism, is not being used for terrorism in many instances. Now that, of course, this is law, why the prosecutors are using it for drug smugglers. Somebody has an amphetamine lab. They don't nearly get 6 months in jail for that. But if they call them a terrorist, why, they go to jail for 12 or 15 years. And, of course, minor things that people do if they call them terrorism, they can convict them under the Terrorist Act, and they can send them away for, you know, 10 times as long as they should. And, of course, what you've done is give your prosecutors additional powers that were never intended. And, of course, they're not using the Patriot Bill for terrorism. They're using it for anything because they've redefined terrorism. I think that was a frightening article you sent me, and thank you so much for sending it.
Mm-hmm. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Fred.
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, I've read that article, too. There are a lot of pieces out on the net about that, but I think the average person doesn't have a whole lot of sympathy for the drug dealer. So what you need to do is go back to the Terrorist Act and realize that, you know, here again, we're thinking that this has to do with terrorism, but the Act talks about any violation of the laws of the United States are considered to be something that can be prosecuted under the USA Patriot Act.
Any well, for instance, demonstrating in front of an abortion clinic then could be a terrorist act.
Anything. In fact, this is in Section 213, but it appears in more than one place in the Patriot Act, and you will find the wording that anything that constitutes evidence of a criminal offense in violation of the laws of the United States.
Anything that is a criminal offense then is a terrorist act, and now suddenly we can send people to jail 10 times as long as we wanted to. We already have well over 2 million people in prison in the United States.
And now we want to bring Patriot 2, which will, you know, bring the death penalty for some of these things. So, and you know, some people take a partisan approach to the Patriot Act, and they say, oh, well, you know, this is for good things. Oh, well, good. I'm glad you trust the administration that's in power. And then what happens when Hillary Clinton or someone of that ilk becomes president? Who's going to be president in the future, and whom do you trust with the absolute evisceration of our liberties in this document?
Well, would you really want to give that sort of power to a man like Bill Clinton with no moral conscience at all?
Yeah, or Adolf Hitler. I mean, you know, where do these people come from?
I think people have forgotten that our founding fathers feared government. They felt that men could not be trusted. It was George Washington who said, government is not eloquence. Government is not persuasion. Government is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant, but a fearful master. And Thomas Paine said, all governments are good. Pardon me, all governments are dangerous. You know, of course, because basically societies are all right, but governments, of course, are necessary evil, and that is really so true. Thomas Jefferson said, speak not to me of confidence in men in matters of politics, but bind them down from mischief with the chains of the Constitution. The very essence of our liberty was to limit the power of government. And now, in the name of fighting terrorism, why, of course, they've massively expanded government. And yet, of course, there's not been one terrorist attack in America in 2 years because they knew who the terrorists were and they arrested them all. But, of course, they can't let the American people know that. And that's what Eleanor Hill was talking about. And we even have articles on that if any of you would like to see it. And the FBI is saying, oh, well, how could the committee know what's going on? Well, the committee read a lot of the FBI files, you know, that they turned over. But I would like to see all the files they didn't turn over, because everything is being kept from the American people. They cannot let them know why there were no planes in the air on September 11th, why the missile batteries at the Pentagon were, of course, inactivated, and why the Secretary of Defense and the President and the Chief of Staff of course, we're doing absolutely nothing that morning. You really need to get Mindy Kleinberg's testimony of it in March of this year, totally blacked out again by the media, but it is included in my September newsletter. And if you would like that September newsletter, you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Of course, you should be subscribing to the newsletter. We hope that many of you will. We're going to have to take a break, and we'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course, this is the time we want to tell you about some of the other products that we carry, and of course, one of them is Miracle Tooth Soap Products. And Miracle Tooth Soap Products, well, we can't make any medical claims for them, but I will tell you a lot of people who use those products really do believe that they are like a miracle. And people who tell us that their rashes have gone and their acne is gone, and so many of the things that they've really been bothering them, we have people who use the neutralizer solution, and they tell us it helps them as far as their heartburn is concerned. And I know my wife has used it. She still has to occasionally take a pill, but usually she just uses the neutralizer and doesn't have to take those pills all the time. And, of course, the same thing is true. People will tell their lower intestine is better. You need really to at least try the Miracle Tooth Soap products. They're available at the soap. Moisturizing soap, lotion, neutralizer, and gel. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WARP. And then, of course, we also, of course, want to tell you about the Institute of the Constitution. Because, of course, this is something that has been set up by our friend Mike Perutka. It's a program that will allow you to learn our Constitution, our heritage of freedom, and the fact that America was known for 150 years as a Christian nation. The Supreme Court held America was a Christian nation. The state courts held we were a Christian nation. Everybody knew we were a Christian nation. So what happened? Why, very simply. They took over control of our media. They took over control of our churches. They took over control of our educational system. They took over control of our government. And they simply eradicated the realization we were a Christian nation. Why don't you call 410-716-9068, 410-716-9068, and ask about the Institute of the Constitution. I think you'll be amazed if you get the material, and you could set up one in your church, in your community, in your neighborhood. We need people to understand what America was before we can begin to reclaim it. And that we do this today because, believe me, I've been at this for 40 years. We're moving very rapidly towards a police state in America in the name of course, fighting terrorism. And then, of course, we want, of course, to remind you about some of the four tape sets we have, the four tape set on the secret government, the four tape set on secret societies. These are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And I hope that many of you will want, of course, to get the four tape set on the Iraq, the Untold Story. Now, we do have a secret government special. You can get that by calling 1-800-544-8927 right now. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest, of course, is Joan Paris. Joan, why don't you pick up there, and you were going through and Joan has read and studied this, and it's all marked with green markers here, and so why don't you go ahead and explain to our listeners why they should be concerned about the Patriot Act?
Well, again, I tie this into all of the international documents that I've been able to look at, and the first 80 pages, over half of the USA Patriot Act, has to do with money. And when you realize that the United Nations is a front organization for some of the wealthiest and most powerful people on the earth, then you realize why we have these things coming behind to protect their wealth. And again, money, this Patriot Act addresses what they call money laundering, and it addresses what they refer to as the global financial and trading systems, which, you know, prosperity and growth depend upon. So in other words, these are the central bankers that we're protecting through mechanisms like the USA Patriot Act.
I think it's so important to realize, our listeners to realize, that they only gave this to the congressman the night before. None of them had a chance to read this. Almost nobody had read this. Now that they see what they've signed, the congressmen are trying to repeal it, but of course President Bush threatens to veto it if they try to repeal this act that was pushed through under the threat of the anthrax attack and the emotional stress of what had happened on September 11th. This was rushed through Congress 46 days after the terrorist attack. This was on the president's desk and signed, and the law of our land to change America forever.
One of the two reasons that Ashcroft gives that we won't have any abuses of the Patriot Act is that it's subjected to a report that has congressional review twice a year. And I'll tell you, if these gentlemen and women knew what was in this before they voted on it, they're looking kind of stupid now as the American people are starting to realize what's in it. And then the other reason he gives is that it's subject to, the federal circuit court judges, which of course are political appointments, and so again you have more opportunities for abuse of this.
But of course we see prosecutors using this act, and they're not under any restriction at all, and federal prosecutors are using this for drugs and for any sort of a crime that they want to use it, simply redefining terrorism, and it's going right through, and people are going to prison for much longer than they ever should go to prison for, and the average American really doesn't realize that this could be used against them as well. Freedom is never free, and of course we have people working within government who really certainly have a different agenda. We've seen how the FBI sent innocent people to prison covering for their FBI informants, and they sent a man to prison for 30 years who was innocent of a crime. If you haven't read the book, A Dangerous Alliance, of course, the story of Whitey Bulger and how the FBI, covered for Whitey Bulger for 20 years as he was killing and torturing people in Boston. Well, eventually, of course, when it came out, they had to have one sacrificial lamb, so they sent one FBI agent to prison. But everybody at the headquarters knew what was going on. We've got total corruption within the Federal Bureau of Investigation. We have a 4-tape set with a former head of the FBI lab pointing out, and he told me how these people would lie intentionally so maybe they could go to Alaska for a fishing trip, and they would come up with false testimony so to get a free fishing tip, and an innocent man would go to prison. Can we trust people with this power? And I would tell you, why would we expect people in government would be any more honest than people outside of government?
Well, and that's exactly right, because as you get further into this whole money and financial institution portion of it, you find out that the Secretary of the Treasury, in consultation with the chairman of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve, and then it lists, other agencies that can be involved, and then at the very end, after they cover all of these different agencies, that they can consult with any other agency and any other interested party as the secretary thinks might be appropriate. So just anybody can be involved in the implementation and the translation of this Patriot Act against any citizen. Protecting the international interest, it calls for the involvement of multilateral action and bilateral, and it calls for the participation of NGOs, non-governmental organizations, and just to protect this globalization of the economy. So
a lot of the Patriot Act in the first 80 pages is all about globalization of the economy.
Well, it's about protecting the financial institutions, and of course the financial institutions have become globalized. It's a global economy that we are in, and so yes, it does protect that.
What does this have to do with terrorism and the threat of terrorism?
Because by the way that they define terrorism, anybody or anything could be a terrorist if you're interfering with essential bankers and the cash flow or cash any place around the world. There is no privacy anymore, no privacy for the individual. And by bringing in non-governmental organizations, you're bringing in international organizations. They call for multilateral experts. And so it's all part of this whole global effort to control the economy. Globalization of the economy, we were given this bill of goods saying that it's going to be for the benefit of these poor people in the third world countries. Well, I'll tell you what, there weren't any winners in the globalization of the economy. There were just more losers, because these rich, powerful people have, used the slave labor in China and the other third world countries. I've talked to the citizens of Mexico when I've been down there. I said, well, so now you have all these American plants here, you must have a better standard of living that the people would prefer to stay and work here than come to the United States. And they just laugh at you and say, no, nothing's changed. Let me just comment.
There's a wonderful book out. It's called Globalization, and its detractors. It's written by a Nobel Prize-winning author. He actually got the Nobel Prize in Economics in the year 2001. And the basic theme of this book is that everything the IMF has done has made life worse for the people in the third world countries. There is more poverty. It is a matter of colonialization. The demands that they make on the third world countries enriches the wealthy and impoverishes the poor. And, of course, this whole thing is a means of transferring money from the poor people in our country to the wealthy people in the third world countries, but it's not helping the people at all. An amazing, amazing book. This is the man who was the chief economic advisor to the Clinton administration, was the chief economist at the World Bank. If you read that book and you understand what globalization is all about, it's to impoverish the American people as we transfer American jobs to third world countries.
And that's exactly what we're beginning to understand, is that they're trying to create a whole new class of loser, and it's the American. It's the American country. We're being destroyed financially and being brought down to the same level of poverty as the rest of the third world nations.
And, of course, that's why they need all these new laws, because they know eventually the American people are going to figure out what this is all about. And then they're going to riot, especially when they find out that the people who control both political parties are the same people, both the Democrats and the Republicans are dedicated to this transfer of the wealth of the middle class to third world countries. Not the wealth of the wealthy, not the Bushes, not the Kennedys, not the Rockefellers, but of course the middle class. This is how you destroy them, because these people have embraced socialism. That's what people don't understand. Where do you think the drive for socialism comes from? It comes from the wealthy, because of course we do away with limited government, and once the government has all power, who do you think is going to buy and sell the politicians? Why, the people of great wealth.
And that's why we have an international criminal court. And this is why this USA Patriot Act calls for us to function in cooperation with all of these mutual legal assistance treaties and these multilateral agreements and any other agreement that's the international community might have us involved with. And why else does the Patriot Act call for lists to be kept of individuals? I mean,
lists to be kept of individuals?
Are these
terrorists, or are these just people who, of course, don't want to go along with the program?
Well, by definition of a terrorist, anybody who is convicted or suspected of being a criminal, and we see by their definitions that any crime now can be prosecuted or come under the abuses of the Patriot Act, then anybody can be a terrorist.
And of course, now, of course, they're talking about color coding people who fly. And of course, if you are and one of those people who's targeted, and I have one of my friends who is targeted, his name is David Wagner. Every time he goes to the airport, he is on the watch list. What's his crime? He's a Christian patriot who goes around the country trying to tell people that we're moving towards the government of the Antichrist. And of course, this was long before the September 11th attack. They had a watch list at that time. They just didn't bother to put the real terrorists on it. They had Christian patriots like Barrett Choate, who's a frequent guest here. She got off of that, of course, when she let it be known on radio, and she began putting it up on the internet. She was targeted as a terrorist, so they took her off. But of course, if you are on that list, you cannot fly anywhere in the world. And of course, maybe you're an opponent of the governing political party. They could put your name on. It would never get off. You could never fly again. Could this happen in America? Who would you go to? Would you complain to the government?
Well, and here's how far additionally the abuses can go, is there's an authorization in the Patriot Act to include your name in employment references if there is any suspicion of involvement in illegal activity.
But what are illegal activities involved?
Well, involved with any mishandling of monies. And it says information concerning the possible involvement of such institution-affiliated party in potentially unlawful activity. So there is no requirement for any you know, any...
No, you're considered guilty because possibly or potentially you might, of course, mishandle money.
Well, it's just like the precautionary principle in the United Nations, the way they're operating under, this draft covenant on environment and development, which, of course, underlies the Earth Chart of the One World Religion, where in this whole environmental Gaia worship world, you are guilty until you're proven innocent. So it's the same concept here in the USA Patriot Act,
well,
unfortunately.
We've got Nathan calling in from Contra Costa. Hi, Nathan. Do you have a question or comment?
Great to talk to both of you. Let me get your guest's perspective on this, because, you know, don't take this as not agreeing with what you're saying. I do.
Go ahead.
I guess my perspective is, you know, the one thing I can't really figure out is, you know, if I'm a super rich banker or corporate monopolist, it seems like the very last thing I would want would be an abolished middle class. Now, I understand a middle class threatens, you know, a middle class will push for more democratic reforms. I'm not talking about that so much as the simple common sense aspect of buying my products and buying the stuff I make with cheap labor and, you know, all the usual stuff that logically, you would want. It's like with population control. I mean, I'm aware the agenda's there, but it just seems like, you know, it's counterproductive from a purely economic standpoint. And
but
so,
you're looking at things logically, Nathan, yeah. And we're not dealing with logical.
It's not a logical world, I understand, but maybe we'll get your guest's perspective on that.
You know, I do have a comment on that, Nathan. Suppose you are a banker and you have pushed the American people to the absolute outer limits of debt with, you know, credit cards and mortgages on their homes, and everything collapses. You now own all the land. You now own all the land. And the objective, as I've seen it in the international fora, is to control all of the land and all of its mineral resources, in other words, all of its wealth, and therefore control all of its power all around the world. And then when you couple that with this population control agenda that you are aware of, you eliminate, you know, about 4 billion of the riffraff, and you just have enough left to do the menial tasks that you need to have done and enjoy all of your wealth, which is control of all of the lands and all of its natural resources.
What slave owner wants to get rid of his slaves? I mean, you know, figure, you know, the slave's profit.
Well, let me just make one point here, Nathan, and I think this is what people, of course, miss, is that very well God could be bringing a judgment upon America through this. But we're going to have to run. We got somebody else.
Sure, no, I agree. I mean...
Let's go, of course, to Ben calling from Salinas. Ben, we're just about out of time. Quick question, comment?
Yes, I've heard that for this project, for a new America century, like this Patriot Act, what a joke to name it that way, I've heard that before that to work, they have to implode the economy, which means eliminating the middle class, turning everyone into either kings or slaves, and totally doing away with Social Security and Medicare, where everybody will be at the mercy of the kings and queens that are left. Is this true?
Well, basically, yes, and like Nathan was pointing out with the slaves, I mean, you only need so many, and the global elite, whether you listen to the quotes of Jacques Cousteau or, you know, kings and queens,
Bertrand Russell,
any of them, they all allude to the need, as they see it, to eliminate about 4/5 of the world's population.
There
because you don't need that many of us to... You know, take care of what this very small elite requires.
And they're doing a pretty good job in Africa there, if you actually see what is going on there.
Yeah,
you'll find that the adults in southern Africa, almost 40% of the adult population of Botswana is infected. The same thing is true in certainly in Swaziland and Lesotho, about 30% of the adult population in South Africa. They're all going to die. That did not happen by accident. Thanks so much, Ben.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Joan, we're just about out of time. What are your, we've got about 3 minutes. Why don't you pick up and run with it?
Well, it just, I guess I'm not sure how to connect all of this for people other than to step back and what we're seeing in the newspaper just is really so close, as close as to be myopic. And you need to stand back and look at these international agendas that Dr. Stan talks about all the time. And this is the Sustainable Development Agenda through Agenda 21, through the Earth Charter, which is a one-world religion that gives us a new set of values. And it's all designed to control all of the power and the wealth in the world through this spiritual agenda that is so different and so foreign to anything else that we have ever known. And that's why when we look at something like the Patriot Act and become familiar with what it's really providing for, I mean, it can make your vitamins illegal. It's so broad as to allow anyone to come under this catch-all of terrorists. When we stand back and see what's being put into place in the global arena and understand the global agenda, then we understand what's happening right down here at the local level.
Well, I think what's really so frightening is that there's some of our so-called Christian leaders who are saying, gee, there's nothing to worry about, just go along with the flow. There's nothing bad in the Patriot Act. They've never gone through this. Joan has. She's gone through it in great detail and read books on it. And of course, she's gone through this point by point by point. What about this thing of searching your home without telling you about it?
Well, yeah, the abuses of search and seizure. Now, the Congress is addressing some of these things in piecemeal fashion, and they've suspended the funding for it.
Well, we're going to have to go. Joan, maybe we get you back here, and we could spend about 2 hours. Next time, we'll do a two-hour program, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. And we're going to be back here in just a moment to wrap up this program here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and of course this is the time when I have to tell you about some of the things that we have, and let me recommend to you our new video, Iraq, the Untold Story. And basically, this goes into all the wars of the last century, starting with, of course, the Spanish-American War and the Boer War and the First World War and the Second World War, and, of course, Vietnam and Korea and the First Gulf War and, of course, the war we're in today, and pointing out how they were all contrived. And, everybody knows Hitler was just an evil man, and he was an evil man, but who financed Adolf Hitler before the war and during the war, and which American corporations were making the military equipment for him and making a profit and using slave labor there. And, of course, what about Operation Keelhaul? Everybody's heard of course, the 6 million Jews who were died in the Holocaust, but how many people have heard of the 6 million people who died in Operation Keelhaul, the Russians that your government sent back to Stalin so that he could murder them? 2 million immediately, 2 million sent off to the mines to die, and another 2 million never could get a job again. How could that have taken place and no American would have heard of it? Why, very simply, they control the media. Well, this is all covered in Iraq, the Untold Story. And, of course, you not only have the story, we also, of course, have a book. It's basically a syllabus I put together with all the documentation on this, and you'll see so much original documentation and the sources you can go to verify, to prove whether I'm right or wrong. Iraq, the Untold Story, is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And, of course, you can get the syllabus with that, or you can get the video by itself. You can get the syllabus by itself, but, of course, it's so much easier when you have the video, and then, of course, you know what we're referring to. So, of course, it's Iraq, the Untold Story, the video, or a special when you get both the video and the syllabus together. And you do that by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it, because it will tell you how this whole thing fits together from a spiritual point of view and introduce you into the Luciferian conspiracy that rules the world. Are you concerned that Hillary Clinton was going to invite Jean Houston to the White House to conjure up the spirits of Eleanor Roosevelt and Mohandas Gandhi? Everybody thought that was funny. No, that was, of course, what a witch or a Satanist would do. But the First Lady of the United States, now United States Senator from New York, well, ladies and gentlemen, we're in real trouble in America, and most people have no idea. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I have to remind you that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we do hope that many of you will decide right now you're going to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because, of course, we need your help to get this information out, and quite frankly, when we're paying for 59 outlets every week, why, it begins to run up into real money. But we're heard on radio, we're heard on shortwave, we're heard on internet, we're heard on satellite, and we are reaching people who've never heard the truth before, who've been reading the censored medium, who listen to the controlled major networks, who even listen to many Christian radio programs that will only give you the half-truth. They've listened to Rush Limbaugh, and they think they're getting the truth. Rush Limbaugh will attack anybody who talks about the Council on Foreign Relations. He will attack anybody who talks about the move towards world government. He will talk anybody who's against globalization. He poo-poos this idea that there are organized forces out there intent upon destroying our nation. And, of course, he is a firm supporter of the Republican Party. I believe in Republican Party principles. It's just that the leaders of the Republican Party have put together the greatest national deficits of all time. We will have the biggest deficit of any time in all recorded history next year, with about $750 billion. Now, there's $550 billion they'll admit to, and then they steal another $200 billion from Social Security. That's three-quarters of $1 trillion that the Republican administration is going to run up in a single year, and it took us from 1789 to the year 1980 to run up $1 trillion in deficit, and we'll do that, three-quarters of that, in 1 year next year. That is hardly a conservative, responsible Republican administration, would you say? So we need to get the truth out across America, and you need to help us. And if you're not going to be involved now, when are you going to be involved? Because very soon, as we begin to see the increased tempo of violence in America, and it will come, it may not come from the terrorists, but it will come when people begin to realize that there are no jobs, and of course our safety net is beginning to implode, and we'll see the same sort of riots they've had in Argentina and other countries. But don't you worry, they've already got the detention camps ready. And if you don't believe that, you need to get our four tapes out on concentration camps. We ask you to go to our website at radioliberty.com, and you can pull down all sorts of various programs there. You can pull down other archive programs. You can pull down the live programs 5 hours a day. We hope that you'll look at the various things that we have for sale, because some of the financing we get comes from selling big Berkey water filters or Berkey Light water filters. If you're interested in getting them, if you get them from us, you get a four-tape set we've produced or a video we produced. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV, or if you'd like to get some of those products, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Now, if you're out there and you'd like to get a free copy of one of our newsletters, our September newsletter is very good. It shows you the similarity between what happened at Pearl Harbor and what happened on September 11th. And it actually includes Mindy Kleinberg's testimony given on the 3rd of March of this year before the new investigating committee, totally blacked out by the controlled media, because the last thing they want is for the American people to really think. And as long as they can keep you from thinking and asking questions, they control your mind. So if you'd like a free copy of our September newsletter, just give us a call, 1-800-544-8927, and seriously consider subscribing to the Radio Liberty newsletter or joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers. We ask you to pray for revival, because this truly is a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological and cultural battlefield. We ask you, of course, to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.